All right, guys. Hey, welcome back. Selwyn Robbins here, host of the Mandated Let's Talk About It podcast. Hope everybody is doing well. I have to say I am, despite the muggy, rainy weather here in the DFW Metroplex. It's probably about low 40s today. Wasn't expecting the rain, but it is what it is. So in that, I hope everybody's staying warm as we are in a cold season, though we may not be in winter. I'm not sure exactly how the weather's going to go the rest of this year, but you know, the summertime in itself was pretty hot. Not warm, it was hot. I know we experienced 100 degree days for at least 30 to maybe 40 plus days consecutively. And we did that also, you know, a few years back as well. So normally when that does happen during the summertime, come winter, it's going to be just as cold. So we're getting ready for, brace ourselves for that winter blast that's coming in. And in that, I hope everybody's going to be staying warm and safe. And speaking of warm, please, I tell you, my wife and I were talking about this yesterday at an early dinner we had after church. This is soup weather. You know, we normally talk about it being sweater weather, with it, which it is, but soup weather just as well. And yesterday we ended up going to Carrabba's Grill after church, and we had, I believe she had a scampi and shrimp pasta. I had their pork chop. Oh my God, that pork chop was so good, especially with their spicy butter. Ooh, man, that was awesome. But, my side to it was their Italian sausage soup. Oh my God, that was so great. It had Italian sausage, lentils, tomatoes, onions, a few other vegetables in there. I'll tell you, oh my God, I could have had a second bowl, but I didn't. I mean, you know, I'm trying to maintain my figure for my wife. Anyway, hey, I hope everybody is doing well once again. It is awesome. And I'm excited about what I'm getting into today. Something that, you know, is very particular this season, or yeah, it just happened not too long ago. I want to say on the 8th, you know, this was the midterm elections. And for many people out there, you know, they've been through it. They know what's going on. They've seen the political ads. They're following their favorite candidates day in and day out, watching the news outlets to see what's going on with the voting. And in that, and this is what I want to talk about, this was my first vote ever. Yay! If I had some potty poppers, I would pop them right now just to celebrate. But yes, on November 4th, somewhere between 11:30, 12 o'clock, I went to the voting booth and participated for the first time as a U.S. citizen in casting my vote for our local candidates. And I tell you, it was nerve-wracking. It was very exciting at the same time, though. And I say this is why it was really nerve-wracking for me, is that I knew I was planning on voting during the upcoming election, but throughout the year, I really had not followed anything. As a matter of fact, I really didn't even know much of whatever for my city in regards to who represents me. So I was speaking to one of the men at our Monday breakfast, and I asked him, I said, you know, where's the best place to get information about the candidates for my city? And he told me about Ballotpedia. And I went on there, and you were able to find all the information for those candidates in your district, local and statewide. There was another website that After I went to Ballotpedia, I continued looking at all the candidates and their information, at least the information that I could find anyway. And what I wanted to do before I actually went to vote on the 4th, I wanted to go to the voting polls beforehand to get a feel and look for what I'm going to be getting into. So I went up there, and I actually went across the street to the local college here at Tarrant County College, and they had set up a voting polling area. So I went in there and I spoke to one or two of the ladies, you know, just to let them know, hey, I'm a first time voter. What is the information that I needed to know? Because, you know, you see this a lot on TV, whether it's live TV or some show, you know, TV show or whatnot. But now, and But now this was very surreal because I was taking part in this, but I wanted to be prepared. So I went up there and got information, and they also told me about another website that I could find the same information. And also what I did, I downloaded a copy of a sample ballot, and that, I'll tell you, that was very helpful for me. So what I did leading up to those days, actually that morning on the 4th, I got up once again and I did a further review of all the candidates. And I tell you, that was the most nerve-wracking part of it for me, because once again, I didn't know who was who. I'm just looking at faces and information and their background, maybe their voting history, their personal information, family, etc. Everything that ties to them, really, right? So what, it didn't confound me, what just had me on kilter at times was finding those candidates for a particular seat or a particular race, and like one candidate didn't have their picture, but to the side on the particular website, you can go to their campaign website, their Facebook website, personal website, and if they're an incumbent, you could go to the website for that seat, right? So I was able to find that information pretty good, but then there were some that they didn't have a lot of personal information. And not that, and I'll say this, not that I wanted to do a deep dive in their background, their family background, because I didn't want to, but I wanted to know something about them. And that, you know, as I was looking through, scanning what it is about them that appeals to me, some of them just didn't appeal to me, mainly because lack of information. And I find myself to be a very objective person, not making a quick decision based off one piece of information. I like to get both sides of what's going on so that I can then base my direction off of that. So I came in with that kind of mindset for voting and picking candidates. And what I found myself asking, and I know this is not true about me, but once again, I'm very objective. And you know, we all go through, and what I'm about to say here, we all go through life finding out who we are based off situations, based off what we think we would say or do, you know, react in a particular place or situation. That is, most of our lives, our decisions are based off of family, right? You know, so for instance, if your family has been Republican, you know they voted Republican, you're more than likely going to default to the same thing, right? That's kind of like a family tradition, right? So in that, I looked at the candidates and I had to ask myself a question. And I know I'm not these things, but these are honest questions. Why do I like this candidate? Is it that they're simply dressed well on their picture, you know, they got a good profile, you know, because that's a big thing, you know, appeal to voters. What kind of background do they have with their family or the community? If they were white or black, how much did that make a difference in voting? What were my personal political stances in regards to society? You know, one of the biggest things was immigration. You have women are reproductive rights, you have the LGBTQ, you have what just happened not too long ago, earlier this year, the shootings in the school where I want to say it was about 13 people lost their lives, that included teachers. You know, all those things came into play. You know, at the same time, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer in Christ, and I had to weigh those things just as well, because, and I'll say this from this standpoint, is that as a believer, Christ does not want you, or God does not want you, to dismiss or cast aside your emotions at all, because they're valid, they're given to you. We experience life, therefore we have emotions on any and everything that comes our way, right? So in that, I had to not necessarily do a gut check, but just think about who I have been over these 49 years up to that point. This was a major milestone for me. So as I'm going through selecting the candidates, there were two candidates that, let's say one was the incumbent, their political stance I didn't totally agree with, but then their challenger, they had more of what I would agree with, but their lifestyle wasn't what I agreed with, right? So how do you weigh that? What is the thing that really stands out in the way that you plan on voting? And I know coming into this, I was not going to vote one party ticket all the way down. I just was not going to do that because I don't believe that's the best way of voting. I don't believe that is an objective way of voting. There were races where I saw there was one candidate being the incumbent, had great background, great family, great ties, you know, education, and then the challenger just didn't show much. So in that instance, it was, well, it's best just to leave the incumbent in there because they've been in that seat and they have the background to continue performing that work. And it didn't matter whether it was Republican or Democrat because I voted for both, you know, and I had to look at, and actually I have to say race was not an issue for me because I wasn't colorblind in the sense of I'm only going to vote for a black candidate or a female candidate or a white candidate, anything of that nature. I just wanted to try my best as a first time voter to support those I felt were in a better position or best suited to handle the job. I know one thing that was kind of wild to me is that I know there was one candidate I didn't vote for, and it was a lady. And it's nothing about her being a lady because I voted for other ladies in the ballot. But it was a lady, and I didn't vote for her because of her stances. And then I saw a picture of her and another candidate that was in another race. I'm like, oh, I'm not voting for either one of them. And I have to say, you know, it's that guilt by association. And I'm like, oh my God. I was kind of stressing a little bit when I was making the decisions. But I tell you, you know, going through all that, I was so glad that I had the link to the resources to see the information. So by all means, kudos to all the local agencies and candidate parties that put that information up as best as they can so that we could make a sound decision in that. So for me, going to the booth, and I thank for the people at the TCC poll location that not necessarily escorted me, but guided me to the process of being a first-time voter. Matter of fact, when I showed up and told them, hey, I'm a first-time voter, what do I need to do? They told me, you know, they got my information, just my Texas ID, which I think is great, just to confirm who I am and that I am in the right place to vote. And, you know, they told me to go see the next person. It was a gentleman who's directing everybody to their voting machines. And they say, hey, we got a first time voter in, and, you know, gave a quick clap. So, you know, that was something great. I really appreciated that. I mean, it was no big bang 4th of July celebration, but I really did walk away with a sense that I participated in something that is very monumental for the movement of this nation. You know, going back in history, black people were not allowed to vote for many years and then finally were able to. So I think just based off of that by itself, I had to do what I needed to, and that was to cast my vote. So in that, you know, I went through the voting booth. It was all electronic. And, you know, of course, in the last election, the presidential election, all that hoo-ha has been going on, of course, of voter fraud. You know, that kind of was in my mind a little bit because they were speaking about the Dominion voting machines in that they were invalid or they didn't count the votes or the ballots correctly. You know, I didn't really pay that any attention. I just knew I was going in there to cast my vote at a machine. I didn't even pay attention what kind of machine it was. Didn't even think about it till now. And I went through it, and the process was very simple. You know, it was a touch screen, which was great. And, you know, as I'm touching the screen, I was making sure that you touch you know, the area that's making sure that it's the box next to your candidate, because you don't want to incorrectly choose the wrong candidate. And, you know, not to think about it, you know, after I finished voting and went to the other booth to tabulate everything or to submit it, I think that voter fraud did come into mind. It's like, man, I sure hope my vote has been casted, because you don't get a copy of your vote, with the exception of the sample ballot that you did. But nonetheless, I did not let that hold me up. I was just glad that I did. And that actually was a big day for me, just in that. And of course, I got the I voted sticker. I meant to post it on social media, but don't need to do that. I just wanted to share my story. And I actually want to get something moving on that about my first vote. And to share the stories, you know, barring all the situations, you know, just people coming together, no matter your race, nationality, culture, beliefs, just coming together here in whatever country that you may be in and participating in something that's very crucial. You know, when you walk away from that ballot box, you don't know what the results are going to be till a certain time. And then when you get the results, you may or may not get your candidate. And I'll say this, there's no candidate that will ever be perfect. Just never will. There's no candidate that will please every party. And when I say party, I'm speaking about not political parties. I'm speaking about parties regarding the people themselves, those in their various beliefs. It's just not going to happen. And as I was speaking to this gentleman, that same gentleman that gave me the link, I told him this morning that I casted my vote and really appreciated him just giving me feedback and insight. And, you know, he told me that, you know, all over the years that he has been casting his vote, he really finds it at times very, and I'm not going to say it the exact way he said it, but he just finds it, you know, difficult at times to make the best decision, right? Or excuse me, find the best candidate. And it's just going to be hard, but you do what you can so that you could participate in what is very sacred in this country. And that is the ability to vote. So I thank God for those that have sacrificed their lives over so many years. They've sacrificed their families, their jobs, risk incarceration, just so that I can sit here today and say that I voted. And I celebrate that. I really do. So, hey guys, I just want to take this time and tell you just a quick snippet of my personal experience of voting for the first time. And that, once again, was it November 4th, 2022, between 11:30 and 12 p.m. that day. That was so awesome. So, hey, y'all have a blessed day, and I'll be back soon.